According to the Leon County Sheriff's Office and Tallahassee Police Department, the scammers befriend the potential victim via social media like Facebook and ask for their banking information.
And as they befriend them and have a discussion, they talk about, you want to make some money, a couple hundred dollars. And then the victims, who end up becoming suspects as well, to some degree, are providing the others their personal banking information, credit card, PIN numbers, in order to make it some easy money and a quick fix. So the people then, you know, make a deposit into that account.
What's then deposited into the victim's account is a fake check. And Leon County Sheriff's Office spokesman Lieutenant Grady Jordan says banks don't figure it out until later. But by then, it's too late because the victim's money has been withdrawn. So Jordan urges residents to be careful.
And a lot of times people don't know who they're dealing with when it comes to social media and Facebook, because there's a lot of people out there that will develop fake Facebook profiles and fake Facebook pages in order to do this type of thing. So to protect yourself, obviously know who you're dealing with, but never give out your personal identification, your banking information, your Social Security information to anybody. And definitely don't give them your credit card or your debit card and your PIN number.
He also urges parents to educate their children as well as young adults about these types of scams. Jordan says most victims of this particular scam are young adults around 18 years old. As of Tuesday, they're investigating at least 25 of these incidents. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.